Now, I'm wondering about Dickens' shorthand. Would you call that a kind of code?
No, I think Dickens wrote shorthand as a kind of speed writing. His mind was so alert and active and to the point of incoherence quite often that he simply had to get everything down on paper at a very great speed. Mm-hmm. The same is true of Bernard Shaw. They both learnt the same shorthand for the same reason, I think. Simply that reason, in the first place, getting everything down out, everything out of their heads as soon as possible onto paper for reference purposes, and also in Dickens' case, of course, working as a shorthand reporter in the House of Commons. And that was professional on his part. But other shorthands are used for, like Pepys, for private diary entries, and those are the ones that I find interesting. A recent one is John Thompson, the Prime Minister of Canada, whose diaries were left in comprehensive form, in booklet form, and were unreadable. But actually the shorthand involved, once you start counting and classifying, it is quite easily retrievable if you're interested in that kind of thing. So now all those shorthand diaries and records can be read and have been transcribed and are used by historians for biographies.